You know, at the beginning of the season, you know, everybody essentially counted us out because we were so young. It's not too many defense that you can just put together, and, you know, we got four rookies back-to-back in week one and just come out there and just be the best defense around. You know, we have one of the best offenses that doesn't take, you know, 5, 10 minutes to score. They go out there and they can score in 2 to 3 minutes. So, you know, if teams know they can't keep up with us, they're going to take a lot of shots. They're going to throw the ball all the time. You know, they're going to run 2 minutes. So, we like, even tonight we came out, you know, third quarter, it was 2 minute drill for us, you know, because they know if they don't score on us or they don't, you know, push the ball down the field, they can't keep up with us, with our offense. And, you know, we're building as a team, and, you know, our communication got better, you know, their awareness for plays got better, and, you know, the young team has, you know, developed, and we've gotten much better. Man, you know, it's amazing. It's what we prepare for. You know, we came out and, you know, we didn't like how we started last week. We went out there and, you know, it was a 14-play drive, 9 minutes. We didn't like that because we know we passed that in the season. You know, that was the middle of the season, and we were letting people do that. We've passed that mark already. So we were upset about that. You know, even though we started playing better after that, we can't just let teams drive down there, you know, anytime they want to and just get into the end zone. So we took pride in this week about coming out and starting early, and let's be like our offense. Our offense went out there, and they set the tone, and we followed right along with it.
Can you kind of sum up what it means to be able to play
the Super Bowl? Man, it's amazing. You know, it's a dream come true. It's everything we work for. You know, we've went in week in and week out, and the one thing Coach Quinn, you know, makes sure that we follow the process and we take it day by day, and we never look past any team. We never disrespect any team, and that's what we did. We went out there and we went week in and week out, and we call every week a championship week, you know, and we make them all feel the same, and that's what happened. And when the games feel the same, these games are not too big for us because we're used to it. Man, it just shows that, you know, what they're doing as coaches and what we're doing as players is working. And we're starting to mold together. You know, our brothership is so close, and it's just good to see that our youth is, you know, is stepping up, man, and they're starting to ball. And the thing is, we are accountable. And, you know, when we get out there and we make a bad play or we mess up or something like that, you know, we feel bad because we feel like we let our brother down. And that's what makes this defense so good, and that's what makes us, you know, grow so fast. Oh, man, you know, just to take points off the board because they were already in field goal range. And, you know, we know that when Aaron Rodgers likes to get into the red zone, he likes to take shots. So, you know, I went to go make the tackle, and I was just tackling number 22. And we have a big, you know, thing of going after the ball. And I guess Jalen came behind and stripped the ball out, and, you know, we got the ball back to our offense, and they went right down the score. And, you know, that's a 14-point swing, you know, just like, let's say they scored. You know, it just took points off the board, and it kept them to zero in the first half. Man, it's amazing. It's everything we've worked for, man. It's just a dream come true, man. It's, you know, sometimes the days, you know, get long and the nights get longer. And, you know, we wake up early mornings and, man, and we grind. You know, we get after each other, you know, week in and week out. And it's just great to see that it's paying off. And it's paying off for everybody, man. And, you know, we have a great support system and we have a great family at the Falcons. And, you know, it's good to do this for everybody who's been around because we haven't been to the Super Bowl in a while. And we need it for this city and we need it for this family. Nah, it's Aaron Rodgers. We understand that, you know, he's kind of like Drew Brees. You're going to fight all night, and that's what we knew. When we went in halftime, we said it was 0-0, and it had to be a whole new game because we know if we went out there and we thought we had that game, things could change very easily, and he's done that before. So we went out there. We went out with the mindset that we have to start over. It's a whole new game. It's the first part of the game, and we went out there, and we just kept grinding, man. You know, like I said, our offense – man, they did amazing again. You know, Bosher did great, you know, kicking the ball at the back of the end zone and doing with his punts and stuff like that. And, man, we just clicked on all cylinders today, man, and it was amazing.